This is part two of Allison's conversation with Mitch Schultz.
Let's go one click down on this and say, you know, what are the technologies that are enabling maybe a different way of looking at managing these applications within mission critical environments? You talked about highly virtualized workloads running on robust Intel architecture platforms. Is that where we're at? We're looking at virtualization, or is there more to it?
Well, virtualization is part of it. There's different flavors of virtualization. And in today's cloud infrastructure focused on fairly small-scale application workloads has focused on the conventional definition of virtualization, where you're running a hypervisor underneath the operating system that's running the application. And that works well for that purpose. It doesn't work so well, at least today, and I expect that to be the case for the future, on large-scale core database applications. That doesn't mean it can't be virtualized, though. It's just a different definition of virtualization. The database systems have the capability of presenting multiple personalities to the client. They can be multi-tenant. So there's nothing that prevents you from essentially virtualizing the database itself with respect to the customers of that database and running it on a very reliable, very scalable platform without the use of classic virtualization technology. That's what Azure's doing with SQL Server.
Mm-hmm.
And Oracle has their own cloud infrastructure that they have publicly, and their flagship product, which is built around Xeon, is called Exadata, and it internally has this kind of capability. DB2 also runs very well on Intel platforms, and their product provides the same kind of capability. So it is technically possible to do large-scale, mission-critical, high-throughput core database deployments in a virtualized fashion, just differently than how the cloud practitioners do it today.
Interesting. Now, if you think about the compute continuum and something that is being talked about by a lot of executives, one of the things that they talk about is all of these different types of devices that are going to be created that will make our lives and work much simpler and much more elegant. With that, you intuit a lot of device interaction with humans, but you also intuit a lot of device-to-device interaction. And that leads me to a thought that there needs to be a back-end engine that is looking at this type of large data sets and analyzing them at a rate that we really haven't fathomed. You know, where does mission-critical computing intersect this expected trend? And what types of workloads are we looking at here in terms of the mission criticality of real-time information flow in this new environment?
The answer to that is that, indeed, we are poised on the cusp of a fundamental transition in terms of the back-end infrastructure that makes all those whiz-bang, fancy visions of the future of client computing and mobile computing actually possible. Let me give you an example. I'm aware of an application where you opt in as a cell phone customer to allow Visa to transmit each of your transactions as you travel around the world swiping transactions. For example, I just paid for my parking outside the building today with a credit card. And that transaction will then flow immediately to this third-party company with whom you have opted in, who looks at the transaction you just made, understands where you are based on location information from your cell phone, maps that into your past purchasing patterns and your stated interests, and tells you, based on where you are, what you're doing, and what you last transacted, which is behavior, which is much more interesting than intention, what you might say on a survey. What you actually do is a lot more relevant than what you say you will do.
Mm-hmm.
And they transmit to your phone a collection of choices that they think are most relevant to augment what you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a definition of real time. You only have a few seconds to affect all of this analysis based on the trigger of that one transaction that came off of that parking meter in the middle of downtown Portland. So this kind of massive analytical capability with mobile devices and the compute continuum isn't possible without massive back-end real-time analytics capabilities to support it. And it turns out that there's a bunch of folks in this industry that are working towards that goal. It's going to require a fundamental transformation in database technology, in server platforms, to get away from the limitations of the disk. Whether that disk is a spinning disk or SSD technology or anything else that's a block-oriented device, it's simply inadequate to the task of providing real-time response at scale.
The latency is just too large.
Latency is too high. You cannot afford the multiple milliseconds it takes to get data off of a disk. You need the nanoseconds and microseconds that are possible with in-memory representation of data.
Have we coined a phrase on what this is?
The general term is in-memory database processing, or in-memory analytics in some cases. The really whizzy term that you might see referenced is the semantic web. This stuff has been in research for 10 years, but it isn't until very recently that the hardware platform, the stuff Intel provides, the engine of innovation in this industry, has become capacious enough, large scale enough, and cost effective enough to allow you to contemplate doing this kind of stuff at an affordable cost. We really care about making computing very inexpensive and cost effective. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, we have faith and confidence that the world will figure out how to consume more of this technology. And we'll get paid appropriately for our innovations in doing that, even though we're charging vastly less per unit of computing than our competitors are. At the technical level, there are very, very few differences remaining between the two approaches.
Well, with that, Mitch, I'll say thank you very much for being on the program. We'll have you back very soon.
Always a pleasure, Allison. Take care.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.